because I got some witnesses in the building that know that God is your everything. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Tree that has leaves, but there's no fruit on the fig tree. And Jesus explains the power and the importance of faith because it is the principle of faith that is in God that gave him the power to curse the fig tree and make it wither. And so he's teaching his disciples that there is power that is released when we begin to speak the word of God in faith. That there is power that is released and that we're able to walk in the authority of God because we are his representatives here in the earth. And so God, he's moving now through those that he has raised up. God is moving through those who have exercised and he's given us the ability, as I've said many times, to decree things. And the word of the Lord says that it shall be established. And so the unlimited power of prayer is mentioned so many times in the scripture. And it is always mentioned in the context of faith. And so here in Mark 11, Jesus said, have faith in God. Hebrews, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Because those who come to God must first believe that God is, and that God, he will reward those who diligently seek him, who pursue his will, who run after what God has said. So God, he rewards faith. He honors faith. Hallelujah. But when there is sufficient faith on the part of someone petitioning God, he's able to heal. When there is a definite lack of faith on the part of those who came to Jesus, he was unable to heal or to do many works because of the unbelief. But if you make a decision and a commitment to talk to God, he will reverse the course of some things that are going on in your life. And if you want God to move, you've got to ask him to move. And let me say that again. If you want God to move in those hard places, then you've got to ask God. You've got to release him. You've got to say, God, I believe. And I send your word. I put your word on a fasando. I put your word on an assignment. Hallelujah. And you watch over your word to perform it and to bring it to pass. And so Luke chapter number 11. It says, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. Hallelujah. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. And then verse 23 in Luke 11, it says, truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, in Mark 11, go throw yourself into the sea, and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that whatever he says will happen, it will be done for him. So again, Jesus said to Peter and the disciples, whatever you say. So how you see God will determine how you ask of God. God is not some old man sitting in heaven with a white beard seated on a throne. Because to see him as an old man is to put him under the curse that came on mankind after the fall. No, he's not an old man with a white beard sitting on a throne. But he's the eternal God. He's the eternal spirit full of power. Unlimited ability. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. Nothing catches him off guard. He is the omnipotent God. He's the all-powerful Sando. He's the all-powerful God. Hallelujah. It is dependent upon your assessment of who this God is that we serve. If you live, you limit God, then you can't really have faith in his ability to do anything. But if you say, God, you're the God who created everything, and there's nothing within the realm of impossibility that you cannot do. So God, again, is an eternal spirit. And it's out of the mouth of this God who says to us, you're going to make it no matter what. And I want to declare that to someone this morning, that you're going to make it no matter what. God has the power to curse everything that is coming against your potential to produce and be fruitful. And I see increase. I see enlargement. I see expanded borders. I see things being released all around you because you've been obedient and bold in your obedience to speak to mountains, not literal mountains, but to speak to hindrances, to speak to obstacles, and to tell hell you have no power or authority to stop the flow of God in these areas of my life. God wants to bless our lives, and he's going to reward us openly, but we must first say something with our mouths. There's a miracle in the mouth, but you got to declare it. The promises of God are already yes, and it is so. So as you pray and declare his works over your life, believe that you have received it. And everything that God wants to give us has already been created. If it's new, it's not true, because it has already been done for somebody at some point in time. And I'm saying, let it be manifested now. Can somebody join me by making this declaration this morning? Say, I am already blessed, and nothing can stop the flow of increase or release in my life. Again, declare this with me. I'm already blessed, and nothing can stop the flow of increase and release in my life. Whatever my hands touch, it's blessed. My steps are being ordered by the Lord, and he's bringing me into a large place. My needs are met. Victory is not an option at this time. I operate in the now of God. I'm operating in the now of God. Say that. I'm operating in the now of God. I did not get blessed when I got healed. I was blessed while I was sick. But healing was a manifestation of what already was. We didn't come out at the end of the test. We had victory before we went into it. We've been blessed all the time. And I want to declare again that there is a miracle in your mouth. Now, declare his glory. Declare his works over your life. Lord, you're my everything. Praise what I say. Wait for you, oh God. Father, we bless you and we thank you. Great are you, Lord, and worthy to be praised. This morning, Lord, you said we could ask and it would be given to seek, and we would find to knock and the door would be open. You said to keep on asking, to keep on seeking, to keep on knocking. So God, today we believe that there shall be a fulfillment of your word in our lives. Man, be encouraged. Woman of God, be strengthened today. God is on your side. You're going to make it. Hold on to God. Know that he's working things out for your good. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. The blessing of the Lord be upon you. Be strengthened. Know that there's a miracle in your mouth, but you've got to declare it. You've got to make it known. Again, be blessed as you go throughout this day and the remainder of this week. Shalom. Shalom. You are my